Lesson 9, Emotional First Aid Kit, Part 2. An emotional first aid kit is simply a list of emotional wellness tools that can provide an immediate, although temporary, positive effect on the way that we think and feel. Having an emotional first aid kit readily available can help people who are struggling with symptoms of depression, anxiety, low self-esteem, or other mental and emotional issues. An emotional first aid kit is especially important to be able to work through emotional walls and times when negative symptoms are intense. The remedies to work through emotional walls are surprisingly simple, but it takes some courage to follow through. With some practice, you'll gain confidence that these things actually work. Here are a few things that you can do to boost mental and emotional health. First of all, we can connect with nature. It has been scientifically proven that spending time outside in nature is good for the body and the mind. It helps relieve feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress. Natural beauty distracts us from problems and just helps us feel good. Studies show that being in nature, or even viewing scenes of nature, reduces anger, fear, and stress while increasing pleasant, calming feelings. Exposure to nature not only makes you feel better emotionally, it actually contributes to your physical well-being by reducing blood pressure, heart rate, muscle tension, and the production of stress hormones. And because we know that even viewing scenes of nature has a positive effect on our bodies and our minds, this means that these benefits are accessible to everyone. Even if you live in the city and may not have a lot of access to the beauties of outdoor living, you can still hang pictures of nature on the wall, or view pictures of nature on your phone, or listen to sounds of nature with your earphones. There are ways to be creative and include a daily dose of nature in your routine and feel its healing effects no matter where you live. Another emotional well-being tool is to go for a walk. Virtually any form of exercise can act as a stress reliever, but activities such as walking or jogging that involve repetitive movements of large muscle groups can be particularly stress relieving, since they offer many of the same benefits as meditation. The benefits are strongest when you exercise regularly. People who exercise regularly are less likely to experience anxiety than those who don't exercise. There are a few reasons behind this. One is that regular exercise lowers the level of stress hormones. It also helps release endorphins, which are chemicals that improve your mood and act as natural painkillers. Another reason is that exercise can also improve your sleep quality. Another reason is that regular exercise improves feelings of confidence and mood, which in turn promotes mental well-being. Try to find an exercise routine or activity that you enjoy, such as walking, dancing, rock climbing, or yoga. These things can help relieve stress, worry, and anxiety. Another emotional wellness tool is to find a 2-minute distraction. One of the unhealthiest and most common forms of negative thinking is called rumination. To ruminate means to chew over. It's like when your boss yells at you, or you make an embarrassing mistake, or you have a big fight with your friend, and you just can't stop replaying that scene in your head for days, sometimes for weeks on end. Spending so much time focusing on upsetting and negative thoughts actually puts you at significant risk for developing clinical depression, alcoholism, eating disorders, and even cardiovascular disease. The problem is the urge to ruminate can feel really strong, so it's a difficult habit to stop. But there are ways to combat that urge. Studies tell us that even a 2-minute distraction is sufficient to break the urge to ruminate at that moment. If your thoughts are swirling in despair, take action to break free of them and attain a fresh perspective. Become immersed in a great book that moves you, or watch a movie that transports you. Exercise, go for a walk. In short, do whatever you know bounces your thinking into a more optimistic place. If you can succeed in changing your mental channel for at least 2 minutes, you have a chance of breaking that destructive cycle of rumination. By battling negative thinking, you won't just heal your psychological wounds, you will build emotional resilience and you will thrive. Another emotional wellness tool is laughter. When you're looking for an excellent distraction, laughter really is the best medicine. Laughter stops distressing emotions. It helps you shift perspective, allowing you to see situations in a more realistic, less threatening light. Laughter makes you feel good. It triggers the release of endorphins, the body's natural feel-good chemicals. And that good feeling that you get when you laugh remains with you even after the laughter subsides. Humor helps you keep a positive, optimistic outlook through difficult situations, disappointments, and loss. It adds joy and zest to life, eases anxiety and tension, relieves stress, improves mood, and strengthens resilience. So, what makes you laugh? A good joke? Funny cat videos? Make a list of things that make you laugh and keep them on hand, because nothing works faster or more dependably to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. Another emotional wellness tool is meditation. There are many studies that verify that meditation eases anxiety and mental stress. Here's a mini meditation exercise that you can do anytime, anywhere to help you calm down in just a few seconds. With your hands in front of you, line up the tips of your fingers on your left hand to the corresponding tips of the fingers on your right hand. Now press your fingertips together. This pressure creates a physical stress in the body. Often, when we're stressed, we hold the tension in the muscles of our body, but we're often not even aware that we're doing it. By first tensing our muscles and then relaxing them, we create a contrast which helps us develop more of an awareness of when we're tensed and when we're relaxed. So, first, we're going to tense our muscles from our shoulders all the way to the fingertips by pressing the fingertips together. Then, take 5 slow, deep belly breaths while concentrating on pressing the fingertips together. The next step is to shake out your hands and consciously relax them to your sides or your lap and allow that tension to release. While you're relaxing your hands and arms, continue to take 5 more slow, deep breaths. Another emotional wellness tool is to connect with friends. We live in a digital age where we can be tempted to replace person-to-person contact with phones and computers, especially if we're feeling vulnerable. But humans are social creatures. We crave feeling supported, valued, and connected. Studies show that being socially connected increases happiness and leads to better health and a longer life. It helps overcome feelings of loneliness and isolation. Make a list of the people you can turn to. These are people that you trust to support you, and make an effort to contact them regularly. Reach out to them and ask for specific kinds of help if you need it. Remember that your friends can't read your mind, and it's not fair to expect them to. There are so many tools available to help us feel happy. I'll share some more in the next lesson. In closing, I'd like to share a quote from musical artist Molly Mahar. She says, "I am enough. You are enough. If I could teach today's young people one thing, it would be that you are enough every day, the way you are. You are loved from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. You are an incredible creation. Enjoy your own beauty.